602-718-9646 or InspireSolarSolutions.com. InspireSolarSolutions.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
There is a bill on the floor of the United States Senate right now to repeal the mask mandate on public transportation, not waiting till April 18th. Roger Marshall is a senator from Kansas. He's on the floor right now. Let's go to the debate.
And what do we truly know about the science and the benefits of wearing a mask? What do you know about the risk of wearing a mask? Well, I asked the CDC that same question, I'm sure over a year ago now. I asked them for the studies that support their recommendation to wear masks. Some 80 studies, I looked at every one of them. I would say half of them weren't worth the paper they were printed on. Poor scientific quality, cherry-picking data. But most were still very inconclusive. A few suggested masks might help, if they're worn perfectly, if it's the right type of mask. And some of the studies even said that masks were harmful. Now, I'll acknowledge in a perfect world that for a brief period of time, wearing a N95 mask properly could theoretically give a person benefit. But we now know, we've now proven that cloth masks offer little benefit, and they may actually make viruses and infections more common. So does the CDC really believe that masking would help in an airplane? And if they did so, why wouldn't they suggest that we wear N95 masks? And why do they allow cloth masks? It just seems very inconsistent. And the big problem is always compliance. You know, seatbelts don't work unless you wear them. An airbag on the car doesn't work unless you have it turned on. And just look around. Nobody can wear these masks for hours and hours at a time without touching their nose and touching their mouth and adjusting the mask. And then we take it off to eat and to drink just for moments at a time. So in the real world, it doesn't make any sense that the mask would work. It's certainly not in schools. And I think that's been well proven. I think we look at Sweden, a country whose mortality is a fraction of ours from the COVID virus, a fraction of its neighboring countries, a country that had very limited use of masks without mandates as well. I think the big opportunity with airlines is they made a big investment in air exchanges. We know air exchange works. From our experiences in surgical centers, we knew that when we moved to the modern air exchangers, that our number of infections, post-op infections for joint replacements went down significantly. We always knew the air replacement was a big part of this. But no, this administration continues to want to control our lives. Their healthcare infectious disease czar, Dr. Fauci, decreed that even after airline executives gave testimony that masks were of no benefit, Dr. Fauci decreed he didn't think masks would ever come off on airplanes. Why? Why would he make such a bombastic, ignorant claim?
There you have it. Roger Marshall, who is a senator from Kansas, advocating for the repeal of the mask mandate on public transportation, which is supposed to expire now, but instead they have extended it a month to, I believe, April 18th. Anyway, we'll keep track of that, because I've got to be flying over the course of the next 3 or 4 weeks. So that's the last thing I want to do is spend 3 hours on an airplane with a mask. Just can't take it. Coming up, Gates McGavick. He's the Director of Strategic Communications for the Republican National Committee. He'll join us from our nation's capital. All that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Mm-hmm. KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And it's 2:31 right now as we check out our conditions on area freeways. Tuesday afternoon, not too bad right now. Looks like you're averaging about 55 to 60 miles per hour through the resort area of Interstate 15 as we speak. Moderate flows there on the Southern Beltway, 215 westbound at the airport connector, 215 eastbound past Decatur. Do expect those delays to continue downtown, only a couple of lanes available as you try to work through the construction zone, 515 east at Main, 515 westbound at Eastern. And it's also slowing things down on that transition ramp, those merging from 15 north over to 515 east.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. The UNLV baseball team losing a road game for the first time this season. They fall to California Baptist by a 10-7 score on Monday. They're back at it this weekend for a three-game series against Air Force. The UNLV women's basketball team continuing to get set for their run in the NCAA Women's Tournament. They are going to match up against Arizona coming up this Saturday. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they are in action this evening trying to end a four-game losing streak. They bring a 32-25-4 record into their road game tonight against the Winnipeg Jets. Download the Score app today. Lightning-fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
The world's greatest COVID experts, the ones who got it right, are coming to Las Vegas to share their personal stories on March 26th at the Ahern Hotel. I'm Wayne Alaroot, and I'll be host and moderator of this groundbreaking Las Vegas COVID Summit. Dr. Peter McCullough, the foremost expert on vaccines. Dr. Li Mengyan, the whistleblower from Hong Kong who exposed COVID as a bioweapon sent by China. And Dr. Fred Simon, a brilliant Nevada MD and a candidate for governor of Nevada. Just go to LasVegasCOVIDSummit.com to buy your ticket. That's LasVegasCOVIDSummit.com.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. By the way, that joint resolution on the floor of the United States Senate right now is sponsored by Rand Paul, Senator Rand Paul, a Republican from Kentucky. It is a joint resolution, so it has to be passed by the House as well, which would repeal the COVID-19 mask mandate on public transportation. It would essentially immediately end up with no masks required on airliners, on buses, on trains, etc. We'll talk about that as we go along. I had a chance to visit earlier with Gates McGavick. He's a smart guy and a Republican National Committee Director of Strategic Communications and an election integrity expert. I had a chance to visit with him. We were talking about all the bad things going on, the possibility of World War III. The fact is that You know, we know about Biden inflation, Biden gas surge. We know all about all of that. And I asked him about his sense of the American people.
I think the American people are feeling really frustrated, understandably. I mean, Joe Biden has been more of a failure than anyone really could have predicted. And this is what happens when you elect a career politician who's never achieved much, and he phones it in on the first day of work. I mean, like you said, at home and abroad, it's a total mess. Europe is back at war. I was looking earlier this morning. It looks like the average gallon of gas in Nevada is about $5 right now.
Yeah.
Less than ideal, understatement of the century. And, you know, across the board, inflation is skyrocketing. And I think the American people also feel disrespected when they hear blatant lies from Joe Biden trying to say that inflation is somehow Vladimir Putin's fault when it's been going up steadily for the past year, and everyone can see that.
Let me just ask you, because that to me was important. It was going to be my next question. He has blamed Putin, COVID, and all kinds of other stuff. And yet the American people, 70% disapprove of Biden's handling of gas prices, 70% in an ABC Ipsos poll. And I'm just curious, are the American people smart enough to figure this out? It looks like they've figured out this president.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the American people are smarter than Joe Biden, I can tell you that much. I mean, the thing is, you have all these liberal economists who worked for Obama and Biden when Obama was president and Biden was vice president, and these liberal economists are calling Biden out for lying about the origins of inflation. I mean, we're looking at an 8% consumer price hike, and that touches everything. It's not just gas. It's bacon, eggs, you know, basic goods that Americans rely on. And to try and blame a faraway foreign dictator for it, I mean, it's kind of a mind-bogglingly bad political strategy, and it's not working.
Let me just ask you, one of the things that the president said just a couple of days ago was, you know, the Republicans need to tell us what they're for. And by the way, I thought the former president, Donald J. Trump, the other night in Florence, South Carolina, I think did an amazing job of cataloging exactly what Republicans are for. And it's not any of the Biden agenda. Can you talk a little bit about it in your view, what Republicans, what the messaging should be and what we are for?
I think one key thing that we are for and have always been for, we are for more energy production in the United States. When President Trump left office, America was energy independent, pipelines were being built, gas prices were low. Joe Biden undid so much of that on his first day in office when he canceled the Keystone XL pipeline and handed a massive piece of leverage to Vladimir Putin and essentially created a ticking time bomb that would cause gas prices to go up by cutting down on our domestic energy production. Republicans are for producing and getting into the market more oil and more energy on America's shores, far away from the war in Europe. Republicans are also for smart policy that doesn't inject trillions of dollars into the economy and drive up prices for everything. We're for lower taxes. We're for less government spending. We're for more money in the pocket of the American public. And beyond that, as you know, people know, we are for supporting police. And we are for making sure that kids have or parents have a role in their kids' educations.
When it comes to oil production, the demo rats always want to say, well, there's nothing there that you're talking about, Keystone XL pipeline, any of that, that we could do in the next 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 3 months maybe. Is there anything we can do? For instance, we have to replace 600,000 barrels of Russian oil every day. We have to replace that somehow. How do we do it? Do we do it through Venezuela? Do we do it through Saudi Arabia, OPEC? How do we go about doing that in the short term?
Well, the first thing we need to do is we need to restart the Keystone pipeline. I mean, there is a corridor of oil that could be flowing into America right now from the north, not from dictatorships in Iran and Venezuela. And I think that would be a really good first step. And then we should be drilling for more oil on federal lands as well. I mean, we have the resources directly under American soil, and we should be absolutely capitalizing on that. And the fact that, in addition to letting more Europe happen, the fact that Joe Biden he's now begging dictators in Iran and Venezuela to bail us out. I mean, that is just the picture of American weakness on the world stage right now.
I want to move to what could be World War III brewing in Eastern Europe. The president supposedly is going to be traveling there on Thursday to meet with NATO countries. Can you talk a little bit about the job that he's done in leading up to where we are right now, which may be the cusp of World War III?
I mean, like I said, it's weakness on the global stage, right? It's weakness and incompetence. Let's be clear. Vladimir Putin has wanted to invade Ukraine for decades. He waited until Joe Biden was in office to try and do it. I mean, that's really all you need to know. Look, when the Afghanistan withdrawal happened, you know, not that far from where this is all taking place right now, the world was watching when Joe Biden catastrophically handled the Afghanistan withdrawal. Xi in China was watching, Putin was watching, and now you have China, you know, aggressively entering Taiwan's airspace at an unprecedented rate. And around the world, you're just seeing this growing sense of instability and the threat of future conflict. And again, when President Trump left office, the world was a much safer place. The border was secure. Europe was not in open war like it is right now. ISIS had been destroyed. There was peace in the Middle East. And Joe Biden has created conditions that have let dictators and authoritarians abroad flourish. And that's directly on him. It's directly on him.
I want to talk about a tax increase that affects all of us, and I'm talking about rich, poor, Republicans, Democrats, unaffiliated voters, everybody, and it's the 8% inflation over the last 12 months. Is there anything that this president should be doing relative to inflation, the Biden inflation that has hit all of us?
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, he should not be pushing for higher taxes, which he is doing. That's a key part of all of his economic plans. And as you said, this is already a tax that he's levied on the American people. So first, he needs to discard any plans to raise taxes on the American people. Secondly, I think domestic oil production would go a long way in lowering gas prices across the board, which is obviously a huge part of the inflation crisis. And then fix the supply chain. You know, people don't talk about the supply chain enough, the complex network of how goods get to our shores. It took Joe Biden like 3 months to pretty much break it. And there are still ships off the coast of California that can't deliver goods that would, you know, help the marketing in a really big way. What inflation is essentially is, you know, it's too many dollars chasing not enough goods. And we need more goods in America to drive down the prices for the collective items that we buy. So fixing the supply chain, pumping our own oil, and stopping this process of raising taxes on the American people. I think those are three really good steps the Republicans are for.
There you have it. A guy who is pretty darn smart when it comes to public policy, Gates McGavick, the Director of Strategic Communications and Election Integrity Expert. Coming up, we're going to talk about Pete Buttigieg, who made the pronouncement that people should go out as a result of the energy crisis that is self-imposed, by the way, by the Biden administration. And essentially, it's self-imposed. As my late mom used to say, he gave it to himself. And that's exactly what Joe Biden did. All of a sudden, now we're supposed to go out and buy electric cars. Guess what's happening to electric cars and Teslas and things like that? You're not going to believe it. It's all coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Guten Tag, this is meine Auto. Und this is meine key. Und I only trust one place with meine key. Meine key car care. They are so transparent with e-inspection, which shows photos of the problem and the fix. Meine key is my favorite part of America. And my second favorite part? The cowboys and their horses. Remember, I only trust meine key with meine key. A one-stop shop for total car care.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meine key, doing car care right. I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
There's only one candidate for any office who is endorsed by both President Donald Trump and Governor Ron DeSantis, and that's our conservative leader here in Nevada, Adam Laxalt. Adam Laxalt served as our attorney general, taking on establishment elitist politicians from both parties. He's leading the charge to restore election integrity in our state. Laxalt sued the federal government, stopping unconstitutional attempts to grant amnesty to millions of illegal immigrants. Laxalt prevented gun grabbers from infringing on our Second Amendment rights. Laxalt preserved our constitutional liberties, protecting our property rights and our religious freedoms. As our next senator, Adam Laxalt will take on cancel culture. He'll fight the censorship of conservatives by big tech, and Laxalt will prevent our tax dollars from funding critical race theory in our schools. Adam Laxalt will always fight for us. He always has, and he always will. That is why President Trump and Governor DeSantis are in his corner. Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, hiring the right lawyer makes all the difference. It can decide how long your case takes, the total dollar amount of your settlement, and most importantly, how much you get paid. If you want a lawyer who's done a bunch of million-dollar cases, call me. If you want a lawyer who won't take all your money at the end of the case, call me. Did the other guys promise that? You already know that answer.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
If you live long enough, you've experienced the same thing. A certified letter arrives from the IRS. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Many of us have experienced that sense of dread, that knot in the pit of your stomach that comes with a letter saying you owe thousands of dollars to the IRS. You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse. You think of losing your house, losing your business? It doesn't have to be that way. That's where my friends at New Hope Tax Defense come in. Their team of dedicated tax professionals will not only guide you through the process, they'll stay with you for the duration. The pros at New Hope Tax Defense will develop your own personal strategic plan. They'll present all your options, and then the choice of how to move forward will be yours. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Don't put it off. Call right now, 702-483-0220. Make that call right now.
From the depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine.
Most people think all short-term lenders are the same, and for the most part, they're right. But those people have not discovered how quick, easy, safe, and inexpensive it is to get a signature loan at the DLC. At Dollar Loan Center, you can get a signature loan up to $5,000 in just minutes, and you don't need a checking account or collateral. It's easy to qualify, and you only pay interest for the time you have the loan out. That's different. Way different.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
It's all about Las Vegas, live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3, on AM 670, KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
By the way, they're voting on that joint resolution repealing the mask mandate. Yes, 26... No, 21. We may have a final vote for you by the time we leave the air. Gentlemen, Jim Dallas, Pete Buttigieg had a good solution, I thought, to the, I say that tongue-in-cheek, to the energy crisis that is befalling our nation. And his was buy more electric automobiles, buy more Teslas. And what's happening to the Tesla market?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Inflation has also hit the electric car industry too. You think it's too expensive to buy a used vehicle, a gas powered vehicle, because gas is 5 to 8 gallons. Well, The Verge is reporting that Tesla has raised their prices across their entire vehicle lineup between 5% and 10%. Right after Pete Buttigieg says go buy an electric vehicle. Now, their Model 3, that's their rear-wheel drive, that's their cheapest vehicle, is now starting at $46,990. Now, to put that in perspective, the average gas-powered vehicle in America is selling for about $10,000 less. And the top-end Model X for Tesla increased their price just recently by $12,500. That's the increase from $126,000 to $138,990. Now, maybe the people in government can afford that kind of vehicle, but I'll tell you what, a lot of people out here shopping at Walmart can't.
That is amazing. That is amazing. One of the things that we'll be watching, though, is to see if the American people take Pete Buttigieg up on his offer, and if Tesla keeps raising the price of its automobiles.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing to track, but I mean, everything is going up, and we've been talking about it on the show today, where you have too much money chasing too few goods, and it costs more to replace that item that's on the shelf. Once somebody buys that item, to replace it, it takes more. So you have to keep raising the price.
It's called Biden inflation.
Yep.
I just love that. More to come as we continue. Also, we're going to talk about daylight savings coming up in just a minute. And we'll keep track of this vote right now. The mask mandate on public transportation, 29 yes, 21 no. It's non-binding. It's a sense of the Senate, and the House will vote on it too. And then maybe the president will weigh in. We'll find out. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Nevada's 3rd Congressional District doesn't need another weak politician in Congress. Nevada 3 needs a congressman that's a real fighter. A congressman with a resume of impressive experience that'll go to Washington and get things done. A congressman whose only motivation is his love of America. A congressman who will listen to his constituents and deliver results. This May, when your primary ballot arrives, look for the name John Kovacs. John will fight to lower the cost of living for Nevadans. John will fight for our Constitution and the rights of our people. John will fight to create affordable health care to help the small businesses and their employees. John will be tough on crime. He'll protect our families and secure our borders. He will fight to restore energy independence, lower inflation, and solve our growing water crisis before it's too late. John Kovacs will fight for election integrity and fight against the radicalization of our children's education. Fight against the globalist agenda that's controlling our country. John Kovacs is the congressional candidate Nevada needs. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop, and you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE.
Unlike other health concerns, mental illness is not always easy to see. Depression won't show up on an eye chart, and you can't measure it on your bathroom scale. Sorting out a mental health concern is not something to attempt on your own. You won't find a bipolar disorder by looking at a thermometer. Like many other health conditions, help for mental illness takes professional diagnosis and treatment. Anxiety won't just go away under a stick-on bandage. So the sooner you seek treatment, the better. If you or a loved one has a mental health concern, don't go it alone.
find out what to do. For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Learn more at samhsa.gov/support. That's samhsa.gov/support.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk Radio.